But the people who were convinced, it is argued, were slaves, women, caregivers, midwives, and eunuchs. Firstly, it's clear to everyone that our church is not just made up of these people. But let's say that's true. This is precisely what makes the gospel so admirable, that the simple fisherman could instantly persuade the most ignorant individuals to accept doctrines that even Plato and his followers could not comprehend. Had they only convinced wise men, the outcome wouldn't have been so extraordinary. But by elevating slaves, caregivers, and eunuchs to live such a strict life that they rival angels, they offered the strongest evidence of their divine inspiration. Again, had they recommended trivial matters, it might have been reasonable to cite the conviction of these people to demonstrate the insignificance of what was being said. But if their teachings were on weighty, high-level subjects, almost beyond human comprehension and requiring profound thought, then the more foolishness you attribute to those convinced, the more you cement the wisdom and divine grace of those who brought about the conviction.